Loving Kindness, Karaniya Metta Sutta. This must be done by one who kens his good, who grasps the meaning of the place of peace, able and upright, yea, and truly straight. Soft-spoken and mild-mannered must he be, and void of all the vain conceit of self. He should be well content, soon satisfied, with wants but few, of frugal appetites, with faculties of sense restrained and stilled, discreet in all his ways, not insolent, nor greedy after gifts, nor should he do any ignoble act which other men, wiser, beholding, might rebuke him for. Now may all living things, or weak or strong, omitting none, tall, middle-sized or short, subtle or gross of form, seen or unseen, those dwelling near or dwelling far away, born or unborn, may every living thing abound in bliss. Let none deceive or think scorn of another in whatever way. But as a mother watches o'er her child, her only child, so long as she doth breathe, so let him practice unto all that live an all-embracing mind. And let a man practice unbounded love for all the world, above, below, across, in every way, love unobstructed, void of enmity. Standing or moving, sitting, lying down, in whatsoever way that man may be, provided he be slothless, let him found firmly this mindfulness of boundless love. For this is what men call the state sublime. So shall a man, by leaving far behind all wrongful views, by walking righteously, attain to Gnostic vision and crush out all lust for sensual pleasures. Such, in truth, shall come to birth no more in any womb.